Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like Bluey, the popular Australian children's show about the Heeler family, was named the most streamed show of 2024 by Nielsen, with 55.62 billion with a B watched minutes on Disney Plus. The show outpaced Grey's Anatomy, which had 47 billion.
Oh, no.
And Family Guy, which had 42 billion. Nearly half of Bluey's audience comes from the ages of 2 to 11, with a few 48-year-olds sprinkled in.
And those episodes, how many billion minutes?
It was 55. Let's say 56.
I can honestly say I haven't watched it yet. My grandkids, I don't know if they have watched it, but they haven't watched it with me. I know that J.D. Vance's daughter had a Bluey Band-Aid on her hand. I knew
They're
that.
11 minutes long.
When you played it, I honestly thought it was the opening to Teletubbies, because it sounds a lot like it.
This is the Australian version. But yeah. This is a cartoon, and I had to tell somebody that was with mascot versions of Bluey and Bingo, Bluey's a girl.
Yeah.
And so is Bingo, the sister.
They're both girls, yes.
Ah. Now I know.
Now you do know.
Because I didn't know that. I'm sure Sue knew that.
11 minutes long.
Oh, yeah.
They're 11 minutes long.
Validation of our short attention span.
Yes, indeed. Let's just encourage
Well, it is
that.
Made for kids who are yeah. probably well, just going to be watching it and then playing
But
something.
They used to make hour-long shows for kids. Now they're 11 minutes.
Yeah.
It looks like Luke Bryan is gearing up for his Country Song Came On Tour. It's a 30-stop coast-to-coast tour featuring songs from his latest album, Mind of the Country Boy. The tour will include a whole bunch of special guests. I'm not going to go through because I haven't heard of any of them.
Well, then how special are they?
I know.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody,
very special.
I'm sure you guys, maybe the listeners might have heard of some of these people. I've never heard of
Who?
One of these people.
Name a couple.
Avery Anna. That's one person. Ashlyn Kraft. George Burge. And then DJ
Are
Rock.
These made up names?
No. I'm like, I've never heard of
now,
any of these
I
people.
Will admit that I have seen Luke Bryan in concert, and it was a good show.
Were you forced to do it? Like, were you working it?
Kind of.
Okay.
But it was he came out. This was out at the Shed, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And he took a four-wheeler and jumped over the drum set.
Wow. What?
Yeah. It was great.
Sue, have you seen him?
Luke Bryan, no.
No, I don't mind his music.
How about George Burge? You see him?
Yeah, well, no, but I really like that name.
Yeah. It's a good name, isn't it?
It's a good bulldog name.
Yeah, no kidding, Burge.
If you're part of his fan club, pre-sale tickets go on sale today because he is coming to Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on July 31st. So
he sells out every year.
He will.
Not Riverport, but Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Yeah, call whatever you want.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars has made history as the first artist on Spotify to reach 150 million monthly listeners, becoming the platform's top artist. He also set records with his collaborations Die With a Smile with Lady Gaga.
Number one song in the country.
Becoming the fastest song to hit number, or hitting 1 billion Spotify streams, followed by his Rosé collaboration, APT or Apartment. Both tracks now hold the top two fastest streaming records, which... I thought this was going to be a Taylor Swift thing, but it's apparently Bruno Mars.
Who knew?
I know.
How much money is that guy making?
Well, he's got a new song out with Sexy Red that makes WAP look tame.
Oh, nice.
It's
wow.
It's her song that he's just guesting on.
Uh-huh.
But it is very, if you know anything about Sexy
he's
Red.
He's edgy. He's just wanting to get edgy like her or what?
I think he's doing it as a joke.
Oh,
I don't know.
She's doing it seriously.
Yeah.
I think he's just, what the hell?
Oh, what the hell? Yeah.
He's probably not making as much money as Selena Gomez, though.
What?
Gotta wonder, man.
Well, if he starts
a billionaire.
I know, with a B.
Yeah, with a B.
There's also rumors that he's still in debt to MGM. So,
wow.
We'll see if that's true.
Not for long.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing another residency there.
When I was out in Vegas, there were strong rumors that the only reason that Bruno Mars keeps coming back to Vegas because he needs
owes
to keep
money.
Coming back.
Yeah.
To Vegas.
Okay. All right.
JetBlue's new Even More premium ticket bundle is now on sale and will be fully implemented across the network starting today. Building on the success of Even More Space, the revamped service offers seats with extra legroom alongside new perks, including three complimentary alcoholic beverages, premium snacks, priority security access at select airports, early boarding, dedicated overhead bin space, and free headphones.
And how much is that going?
Three?
Free wow. headphones. But they're probably those crappy ones that they used to give you a long
I've
time
never
ago.
Flown JetBlue. Have you? Anybody flown it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have.
Oh, yeah, because you were East Coast.
Yeah, I flew it years ago. I liked it back in the early
days. I thought it was
like
a no-frill kind of airline.
Yeah, that's what it started out as.
Yeah, but not anymore, huh?
I wish they would have merged with something.
I'm sure the flight attendants love that you get three free beverages.
Three free drinks. Please. Carl's eyes lit up when you said that.
Yeah, because I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's more like their first-class package kind of thing.
Probably.
You know what I mean? You're going to be paying premium prices for this now.
For business class, their version of business class.
Right.
Yeah.
The IRS has begun its 2025 tax filing season, running through, of course, April 15th, and is focusing on unreported income from side hustles. So if you got a side hustle, get ready for it.
Yeah, that's going to end. That's going to end. I mean, the Trump may not have gotten around to it yet, but when Billy Long takes over the IRS, trust me, this plan of digging into every Venmo transaction over $600 is going to end.
Yeah.
Because people hate that crap. They do. I just don't. I think all the 88,000 employees, Trump said, they're all armed anyway. He's going to send them to the border instead of having them do taxes and investigate people. This is going to be fun. Stay tuned.
And a city of Pittsburgh employee sustained minor injuries yesterday after a toilet reportedly exploded due to a plumbing failure. The employee walked to an ambulance for treatment and is expected to recover fully. So apparently the pipes froze, and then I guess there was air in the line is what caused it, and the toilet exploded, cutting his leg.
Wow, like the whole ceramic toilet just exploded?
I think it blew out the front.
Oh, wow. That'd be a shock. Plus that water must have been cold on top of it. Woo!
Crappy.
Yeah, crappy. That was crappy.
Get more at 971talk.com.